I'd like to call the meeting to order and welcome you all to the Asian American Pacific Islander Community Commission. Dr. Christian Giovanni, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
My throat is sore. I don't do it any other time. So can I pass just this time?
Sure, of course, no worries. I'll give it to Arlene. I haven't actually had Arlene do the Pledge of Allegiance before, so I'll have Arlene do it.
All right. If everyone would raise their right hands over their hearts. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was a true. Thank you, everyone. I will now do roll call. Thank you, Arlene. I'm going to say each name alphabetically. Say your name. Arlene, Anita, Mark Caparrot.
Present here.
Terry Chi.
Here.
Sun Dao.
Present.
Theora Dumanlang. Here. Dr. Christian Duvan.
Present.
Jeannie Kim.
Present.
June Monroe. June's here.
Swati Pragan.
I see an asterisk by her name. She may have connectivity issues.
Yeah, Swati is here.
Yeah, Swati is present.
Nika Simpson, I believe it's Edelweiss Solano. Vincent Souza.
Present.
Pradeep Sol.
Present.
And Andrew Wong.
Present.
And I'm the chair, Craig Valdez. I would also like to introduce staff, our liaison secretary, Gloria Wells, so our new community liaison, Javier.
He's somewhere.
Yeah, I was looking for him. Now we will go to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the commission about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must answer by the general public period listed. And, comments will be limited to 3 minutes because we are virtual. You can, if applicable, state your name and address and please name for the record. If any member of the commission wishes to have a presentation, chair or the vote. Is there any public? Hearing no public comment, we move into the approval of the minutes. Next, all the minutes.
Welcome to WebEx. Enter your access code or meeting number on the.
June, can you mute yourself?
Enter your.
Swati, can you mute? Next, we have approval of the minutes from the February 9th, 2022 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the February 9th, 2022 meeting? Motion from Dr. Giovanni. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the agenda for the March 9th, 2022. The agenda for March 9th, 2022 meeting and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for March 9th? Looking for a motion. Motion from Dr. Christian Giovanni. All in favor say aye.
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 All
aye.
Opposed say no.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we will move on to informational items. First, I would like to welcome our new AAPI commission member, Jeannie Kim. Jeannie, I know it was a process to get you here, but Jeannie, we'd like to open the floor to you if you'd like to say a few words.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jenny Kim, and I'm honored to be here amongst all of you. I think the AAPI or County Commission is a tremendous effort to get the communities involved, especially in our community. And it's a long time overdue, and I'm very excited and I'm humbled and to serve with each and every one of you. Please let me know how I can assist in any way. Thank you.
Welcome, Jenny. So glad you're a part of the team. We're super excited to do work together, and let me know how I can ever be of service to you.
Thank you so much.
Craig, the only thing I'll need to know is to know what team you're going to put her on, okay?
Yes, yes, I will. I'll let you know. Thank you, Jenny. Now we'll move to general business. First, we will receive an update from the community engagement / outreach subcommittee. So Andy, I think that's your cue.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Can everyone hear me? All right, so from the community outreach subcommittee, I've got 5 items to go through today. And I will try to be brief to get everyone out of here. So the first 2 items are items that involve our community partners. These 2 events, unfortunately, we weren't able to vote on them, but we were able to work with these community partners to put on these events. So the first event actually happened this afternoon. The Asian American Law Students Organization at Boyd had an Asian AAPI attorneys panel that I helped them plan. It was actually a really good event. I was really impressed with the students and how they were able to turn what is, in my experience, kind of like a dry event about how to get a job in the legal profession into something really meaningful and impactful, allowing each panelist to discuss their experience as an AAPI legal professional, some of their immigrant stories, and I felt it was really cool, really organic, and I'm really excited to keep working with them in the future because they're really smart kids, they're really smart students, and they were able to put this event together on pretty short notice. The second community partner event is actually happening March 21st. Vice took the lead on it and has organized a vaccine clinic / Thai food festival on March 21st. It's a Monday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I'm going to turn it over to Vice to give you the full details since she is lead on that one.
Thank you, Andy. So this vaccine clinic event is in collaboration with Dr. Christian Giovanni, with the Thai Cultural Foundation, the Royal Thai Consulate, Touro University, who will be our provider. So these are volunteer students and faculty, and hoping actually additional provider would be the Roseman University students who will potentially providing health screenings, but I'm still waiting on that. However, it's also with I think that's about it for the providers. And so we'll be providing vaccination, COVID-19 vaccination and flu shots, distributing COVID-19 at home test kits. Yes, there will be food coming from the various vendors at the temple. And yes, they will be also, the Thai community members will be able to avail of the passport services. And it's at the Wat Pa Bundaya Nandaram Temple. And thank you, Dr. Christian, for helping connect us with all of the Thai consulate and also the Thai temple with the mosque. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for everything as well.
Thank you, Vice. I'm really excited that we were able to put together this event, and thank you, Vice, for taking the lead on it. I definitely will be there. I hope to see everyone else there as well. And I think it's just a great thing to do for the community. The next item that I will be asking everyone to actually vote on is the event proposal form that the community outreach subcommittee came up with. This is going to be our vehicle for commission hosted events, and we wanted to open it up to the full commission. If you had an idea for an event, like the two we've just described, or something a little different, we would encourage you to fill out the event proposal form, submit it to me, and I will distribute it to the subcommittee. Just if you have something in mind that you would like to see the commission do or host or be involved with, the form itself is pretty broad. So I encourage everyone to use it, but before we can use it, the commission needs to vote to approve it. So Chairperson Valdez, I would at this time ask for a vote on the AAPI CC event proposal form that was emailed out to everyone.
Yeah, point of clarification really quick. Gloria, do we have to do discussion before we vote, or can I just move into a vote?
You can just move into, if there's no discussion, if anybody didn't have any questions, you know, you can move straight to a vote.
Okay. Is there any discussion regarding the community engagement and outreach subcommittee's program form?
If you know on the form, I did add the county's logo to the form. And yeah. If you'd like, I can make it a fillable form for you as well.
Yes, that would be super.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll make it a fillable form, and I'll send it to Andy, Craig, and Arlene. And then if you like, we can send it out to everybody, and then if someone has something, then they can just fill it out and send it to you whenever they have something.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you so much. Makes it a lot more official for us, so thank you. Any discussion from anyone before we move into a vote?
I think the form looks great. Yeah, great job, whoever did it.
Thank you.
All right, we have something in the chat from Leora. The form is catered to events. How would we go about supporting initiatives or campaigns?
Yeah, Leora, this event is this form is intended for programs that the commission is hosting. So if we're supporting initiatives or we are supporting campaigns, if they're in person, then we would share that information through when we, you know, at the very end of the meeting, when we do public comment and there are events that are happening, we invite people to share those events or those initiatives or those campaigns. If it's a virtual initiative or campaign, then that goes through the communication subcommittee. And so that's when, you know, we would contact Terry and folks who are on that subcommittee to see how we can support an initiative or campaign through digital action or through social media posts, whatever the case might be. Well, thank you, Leora. Thank you for the question. To clarify, like this form is intended for when the community commit, the AAPI Community Commission is hosting our own event. If we are not the lead anchor on any event, or we're not the main organization, or we're a supporting organization, or, you know, members of the commission are supporting an event or whatever the case may be, we don't have to complete this form. This is just if we are hosting an event ourselves.
Right.
Cool. Hearing no further discussion, we will move into a vote. First, can I get a motion for the minutes? You know, to approve the program form template. Andy, you proposed it. Can you just make the motion?
Sure. I move to approve the AAPI Community Commission event proposal form.
Thank you, Andy. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you, Andy.
All right. Thank you, everyone. And with the two, with the event proposal form approved, I've just got two more items to go over. The first item is using the event proposal form. Vice has submitted an event for late April. It is in partnership with ACDC to have one of our past presenters, Chris Chu, speak at their radio program. I would like to put this on this month for discussion and comment, and then we can have a vote on it when we're all back in person in April.
Thank you, Andy. Is there any discussion related to this proposal?
So, Andy, will you be sending out the proposal form to me so I can look at it for this particular, or did you already send it to me?
I sent it with the template form, Gloria, but I can send you a finalized one before the vote in April.
Yeah, can you do that, please?
Okay, we'll do.
That'd be great.
I think it's part of our meeting materials today as well.
Craig, I can send if there's any discussion or feedback. I was just going to finalize it, working with Vice, finalize it and submit before April.
Okay, yeah, that would be good. I just have a few questions. So ACDC is the one who is hosting the talk show?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then the topics of discussion are going to be about, or can you clarify the topic of discussion?
So the title will be the Fighting Racism and Anti-Asian Violence. So the questions will surround that particular topic. It can change. We can still change the episode title.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then someone from the commission is going to participate as well, right? Is that you, Andy?
Yes.
And then how are we? What will make this event successful? Like, how will we know if this event is successful?
So we will be able to retrieve the radio metrics from PHLB radio, as well as because it's actually aired through various platforms such as Facebook, so we'll be able to get the likes, the reach, and everything associated with the Facebook. It's also on iTunes, Apple, and other platforms. I can add it onto the form.
Oh, that's good to know. The last question that I have, and it's more of an ask, is Vice or Andy, are you two able to craft a social media post for this? So we can flag it for Terry. And then, because I want us to also be able to amplify it and maybe also share with the other commissioners, so they can share it on their, you know, platform. Whether or not they choose to is up to them. It's up to their discretion. But I do want us to be able to like share on our personal social media pages, so we can amplify that, like, you know, our, you know, a member of our commission is participating on this panel on like. Vice as, you know, you're working with ACDC, like this, you know, the community commission is involved in some way, shape, or form, and so I want to be able to uplift it. So the question is, Andy and Vice, are you able to create like an initial social media post to send to Terry and myself?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. I can work with Vice and we can come up with something.
Yes, you can do Terry, that.
Terry, does that work? Oh, okay. Thank you. Terry, does that work for you? She's on this call, right?
I'm Craig and can't talk.
Oh, okay.
Andy, I do have the form. I apologize. I have it.
No worries, Gloria. Hey, Craig, I'm not seeing Terry on the people on the call.
Yeah, she might be a call-in user, I'm not sure. But it's all good. Okay. All right. That's the only ask that I have.
Cool. And with that, I'll go ahead and finalize the form and make sure that we have the final copy to vote on in April. The last item I had to present to you all is kind of a bigger event that we've been planning. From our kind of preliminary discussion last meeting about a hate crimes town hall. Everyone, I think there was a consensus that we wanted to make this a broad kind of invite the community type event instead of an event focused on the AAPI community. By way of update, massive thanks to Leora. We have secured a venue. It will be on June 3rd at Cohen Hall, at Cohen Theater on UNLV's campus. The best part of that venue was free. And I would like to ask my fellow commissioners, we've decided on some broad categories of panelists we'd like to invite, 5 of them, and then a 6th one, which I'm going to call the wild card, someone from the African American community, someone from the Latinx community, someone from the Native American community, someone from the AAPI community, and give me 1 second.
Hey, Craig, can you hear me?
Yeah, was that Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Great.
Sorry, go ahead and continue, Andy.
Oh, sure. So we've kind of decided on these kind of categories of panelists we'd like to invite, but we would like to ask everyone on the commission for suggestions about who would fill these categories. And I guess I'll put it in the chat. So with these 5 categories, those are the ones we've kind of decided on as a subcommittee. They're in the interest of keeping the event and the panelists kind of smaller, so everyone isn't talking over each other. I would say that there's a 6th slot open. I think there's a 6th slot open, and you know, we can kind of fill it with kind of whoever you would like to propose to fill that slot. Those would be kind of like the categories of panelists. We will be having a moderator. Our pick right now would be Attar from the ACLU. He presented last month. So he would be moderating and contributing as he saw fit. But we would also open it up to moderators if anyone has a suggestion about a moderator. Jeannie has a question. How would we recommend the panelists? Good question. Please just send the emails to me and then I can sort. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna collect everyone's suggestions and then distribute it out to the community outreach subcommittee. So we can kind of, we can put it all together and we can have a crack at it. And then next meeting, I guess, we can have further discussion / maybe a vote on who the final invitee list would be. Because we do have, I don't have a whole heck of a lot of time because we do I want to give plenty of notice to the panels we do invite, so it's not super last minute. But we do have May where we could potentially vote. Craig, do we have a private LinkedIn group?
No, and I'm pretty sure we can't because that violates open meeting law. I'm going to answer June's question. June, we're going to cap it at 5. And the reason why we're going to cap it at 5 speakers is because it's just too many speakers. Like, if we're going to plan for an hour and a half event, you'd be surprised how much 5 people will speak. And so I do acknowledge the Jewish community is a community that we also want to, work with in the future. But this is also not going to be the last time that we do a town hall, right? This is the pilot. This is a pilot town hall. This is the first time we're doing this. We're going to see how it works out. We want to be as inclusive as possible. I also agree with you, Dee. Like the API, the API diaspora is huge. And so my goal is that we start off with reaching the BIPOC communities. That includes the Black community, the Latino community, the Indigenous community, the LGBTQ community, and obviously a representative from the AAPI community. That's 5. Our moderator is Attar. He identifies as Asian American, West Asian, Southwest Asian. Do you know more than I? And so he will be at least he'll give that perspective as well. But you know, if this pilot town hall works for us, then we can do an AAPI specific town hall, right? Where we bring in like an AAPI business owner and other members and voices from the AAPI community. But we wanted to, you know, at first bring together the community about issues that affect us and then move, you know, maybe transcend into a more a detailed one. So this is our first one. It's not going to be our last one. So, you know, hopefully that works for all of you. And again, you know, this is just part of the ongoing discussion, but we will vote as more details are brought forth, then we will vote on it in, you said May?
So I envision it like this, Craig. I will collect everyone's suggestions. I won't edit any of it. And I guess we will, I'll put it into a single Word document, send it out to everyone before our April meeting. We can then discuss the panelists then, and then have a final vote in May. And then if there seem to be like people that we have a consensus on, then we can kind of reach out to them ahead of time. But I guess the first ask I have of everyone is, since the date cannot move, whoever you suggest, please make sure they're available on June 3rd. It's a Friday, and we've got Cohen Theater booked from 5:30 to 8.
I just have a quick suggestion, Andy. I think that you should have their proposal to vote on by April, so that way we have more than a month to make the town hall happen. And there's going to be a lot of moving pieces for the town hall. Like, you're going to need to get everyone's schedule in line. You know, we're going to have to make sure that the space like can accommodate. I know you all talked about having some sort of resource fair too, or some, you know, putting a resource booklet together. That's going to take some time.
Okay,
Leora mentioned that like there's going to be student volunteers. I'm just thinking logistics wise. Let's give ourselves okay. 2 months to do that.
All right. I hear you, Craig. And with that in mind, I think I will discuss and vote in April, and I'll make sure that everyone has a list of everyone's suggestions to mull over, well in advance of our next meeting. And then we can do the discussion and the vote in April about who we would like to send invites to.
So discussion and vote, you guys, I need the information by April. April 11th. Close of business Monday.
You got it, Gloria.
Okay.
All right. That was my last thing. I appreciate everyone's time. And I look forward to getting everyone's suggestions for panelists and moderators if you have it. That does it for me, correct?
Perfect. Great job, Andy. Great job, Community Engagement and Outreach Subcommittee. Thank you so much for your help. Now we're going to move into an update from the Communications Subcommittee.
Yeah, so this is really for Jeannie's benefit, since everybody has seen the social media plan. Jeannie, we spent a lot of time crafting the social media and communications strategy up front. So now we're just executing that plan. And because we don't have a budget for the AAPI Commission, we are using, or nor do we have our own AAPI Commission social media presence. We are basically using our personal pages to copy and paste approved COP text and posting that to our personal pages. The copy and paste is to keep a consistent language across everybody's social media pages. We've calculated an approximated the number of people in terms of reach on our personal pages. So this gives us an estimate of our results at the end of the year or end of our term to tally back to the Board of Commissioners to let them know that our social media posts that happen once or twice a month have resulted in this approximate reach of people seeing our posts. And the posts are always about some type of message to educate the broader Las Vegas community about anti-Asian hate or sentiment or anti-Asian American issues. You are asked to provide one draft of a post for a month of your choosing, or we'll put it in the schedule. I will send you the Word document, and if you can please give us your thoughts on what copy or post you want to submit. Each submission includes a long version for, let's say, LinkedIn, Facebook, where there are no character limits, and then one version is for Twitter, which is 280 character limit. So when Weiss and Andy submits to me their copy for their Thai food festival or their vaccine clinic, there needs to be two versions of the copy. One is for Twitter with character limit, and one is the long version. And then once I get that copy, I can help edit. And then it is the requester, for instance, in this case, B. Weiss or Andy, would send it out in emails to the rest of the commission members in groups of 5 or 6. So we're not breaking open meeting laws. Any questions? Okay, silence means no questions. I will send you the social media or communication, strategic communications plan.
Perfect, thank you.
And for, yeah, and then for March, Nika is sending it out. It's going to be about statistics regarding anti-Asian hate crimes and the growth of anti-Asian hate crimes in the US. And so I just ask that the other commission members please copy and paste and help us amplify that on their personal pages. And that is my update. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Terry, and the communications subcommittee for your hard work. Now we are going to receive an update from the history slash data collection subcommittee, either from Leora or another subcommittee member. Someone going to provide an update? Thanks, Leora. I think the two things that you mentioned to me was the History and Data Collection Subcommittee is working on two things. One of them is a proposal, the initial stage of your proposal for the Board of County Commissioners on integrating the history of Asian Americans into the broader history of Clark County. And I believe the second thing you mentioned was a resource guide, but yeah, I defer to anyone else on the subcommittee to fill in the gaps.
So if anyone's on audio, the way to unmute is to do *6, if that's the issue.
Oh, hello. Oh, this is Swadeep.
Hey, Swadeep.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I could hear all of you guys, but I didn't know, you know, there was a problem with muting. So, yeah, we met and we discussed the ideas, and as you mentioned before, so I'm still in a process of collecting and asking other members of our commission, other commissioners, to email me all the information on the community groups. I've received some, but I would like to see more. So I'm still in a process of just to wait and see what all information I can get from the commissioners about all the community organizations. So please send me those listing of organization with the contact and the address and the phone number or website, whatever the details you all the commissioners have. Hello?
Perfect. Thank you, Swadeep. I appreciate it.
I'm not sure if there's some problem with going back and forth on this call, looks like. Anyhow, so that's what we did last month when we met, you know.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Swadeep. We look forward to hearing more about the proposal next month and how you all are shaping up.
Oh, another thing I would like to mention that you know, to get some information on the Asian history, Asian community history locally here in Clark County. So we'll be contacting UNLV History Department, Social Work Department about if they have any information on putting some data together.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, Swati, for the update, and thank you to the History and Data Collection Subcommittee for all the work as well.
Thank you.
Now we will move into the second period of public comment, which is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items relevant to the commission's jurisdiction. Discussion and action on a matter not listed agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Because we are virtual, you can unmute yourself, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the commission wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the commission by majority vote. Is there any public comment at this time? June?
A couple of things. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to bring up in the December meeting, the minutes said that I was present and I was actually absent. So I just wanted to clarify that. The other thing is, I don't know if I need permission from the commission or if I'm allowed to do this or not, but the Akimatsuri that would be taking place in October, they've asked if I could possibly be a speaker to represent the AAPI County Commission, as well as the Kizuna Society. So is it okay with everyone if I am a guest speaker at the these two events?
This is not can like vote on or whatever. So at the next meeting, I mean, you can have a conversation with Craig and Arlene about it, but it's not, you can't ask a question like this and then have everybody respond to you and give you a yes or no. Because it's just public comment. You just discuss whatever it is you need to talk about.
Is this something I have to get permission from the commission to do?
You should talk to Craig and Arlene about it separately. Okay.
Yeah, June, we can discuss with her. Is there anything else who wants to speak for public comment? Okay. Really quickly, June, to clarify, public comment, you can share the event name.
Craig, can we ask the callers to mute their lines?
Yeah, that's, I believe that's what I'm saying. Can you mute yourself? Okay, Sweaty was muted now. Yeah, June, when, you know, when these events come up, just, you can put them in when, or you can talk about it during public comment. I'd like to know more about them. Anyone else for public comment? Okay, hearing none. Our next committee or commission meeting is on Wednesday, April 13th, 2022 at 6 p.m. at the Clark County Government Center in the Pueblo Room. It is in person. And this meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night. Good
night. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.